Embercare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. Blood pressure, especially high blood pressure. That's not something any of us really want to hear about, is it? After all, I feel fine, you feel fine, why should you be concerned? Well, that's true. You probably do feel fine. You feel normal. Most of the time, you won't feel any symptoms that your blood pressure might be higher than what is considered normal. And many of the symptoms you might find listed for high blood pressure can also point to other causes. Symptoms such as headache, fatigue, nosebleed, irregular heartbeat, and noises in your ears. So, if you feel fine, why should you be concerned? Because, to put it bluntly, your feelings may not be a good indicator of the level of your blood pressure. You can feel good, you can feel normal, and you can still have high blood pressure. It has been estimated that about 20% of all adults, that's about 1 out of every 5 people, will at some stage develop high blood pressure. It's not a rare condition, it's common. Now, this is not good, because even if we don't know it's there, high blood pressure can cause long-term health problems. For one thing, having high blood pressure means that your heart has to work harder to circulate the blood to all the important and essential places in your body. Your blood vessels become less elastic. Beyond that, high blood pressure increases your risk of having a heart attack, and none of us want that. It can also increase your risk of having a stroke. Poor circulation is another possible result of high blood pressure, and that's not all. High blood pressure can cause other long-term problems with your heart, your brain, your kidneys, and your eyes. None of this sounds very encouraging, does it? Well, there is a plus side to this question. High blood pressure, if it is diagnosed, can be treated effectively. When that is done, the complications can be largely prevented. So, what can you do about it? How can you tell if your blood pressure is a problem? Well, the obvious answer is, have it tested. Have your blood pressure measured. See your doctor, your healthcare provider would be the obvious choice for an accurate diagnosis, but you can also measure your blood pressure yourself. Pharmacies in some countries have facilities for you to test your own blood pressure. If this is available for you, just follow the instructions and make note of the readings. Another possibility would be to purchase a home blood pressure monitor. They're usually reasonably priced, they're battery-powered, and they're easy to use. Instructions normally come with the monitor. Usually, you take your blood pressure while you sit at a table. Slightly bend your arm so that your arm is at more or less the same level as your heart. Wrap the pressure cuff around your left arm just above your elbow. Then you merely push the button and wait. When the monitor has finished calculating your blood pressure, it will show you figures on a digital readout. 2 numbers will display for the blood pressure and often a 3rd number for your pulse rate. Normally, it's a good idea to do the test 2 or 3 or even more times with a slight pause in between and make note of the readings. As you're probably aware, blood pressure is rated using 2 numbers. The first is what is called the systolic pressure. This is the maximum pressure of the blood on the walls of your arteries when the heart is pumping. The second number is called the diastolic pressure. This is the pressure when the heart is at rest. When the blood pressure is red, it is quoted as something like 140 over 90. Anything above 140 over 90 is considered to be high blood pressure. So, if your blood pressure is a little high, what can you do about it? Well, you might be able to bring it down to a normal recommended level by taking part in some regular aerobic exercise. Losing weight is a good idea. Also, cut down on the amount of salt you use with your food, because salt is a main factor causing your body to hold water, which is a large contributor to high blood pressure. Also, cut back on caffeine and alcohol. Both can raise your blood pressure. Try and reduce the stress factors in your life. If lifestyle changes don't bring your blood pressure down to recommended levels, then the next step is some kind of medication. Have a talk with your doctor about options. He or she will then very likely give you a prescription for what appears to be the best medication for your situation. The medications usually begin with tablets called diuretics. which help to remove excess liquid and salts from your body. Others belong to different groups of tablets that lower blood pressure, such as ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, and calcium channel blockers. Each have their advantages and disadvantages. There are a very large number of different name preparations, and each preparation will have one generic name, which should be the same all over the world, usually written in small print somewhere on the packet, and also a larger trade name, which will often vary between countries. In the past few years, blood pressure has become easier to control. That's partly because there are more drugs to choose from. Doctors have also found that using lower doses of two or three medicines often works better than higher doses of just one, and this gives fewer side effects. If you're traveling on a short-term assignment, then it's probable that your prescription will give you a sufficient supply for that time. For some countries, this may be limited to a three-month prescription supply. If you will be living in another country, or you're already in an international situation, then it would be a good idea to explore and research the possibilities of obtaining prescriptions in your country of residence. Be sure to regularly monitor your blood pressure. Don't take the readings lightly. Your blood pressure is important, but is usually fairly easy to control. At the same time, don't let concern for your blood pressure create more stress. Learning to relax can have positive effects. Once again, this is not an exhaustive study of blood pressure. For more information, check the links on the website. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our websites at www.membercaremedia.com.